More than half of Vermonters who died in the COVID-19 pandemic were residents of long-term care homes. VPR's Nina Keck has this story about one of them.
Thomas Canavan met his wife Mary on a blind date. They got married just after Christmas in 1946, after Tom got home from the war. They raised four kids. Debbie Holmes, the youngest, says her dad put in long hours in the foundry at the Howe Scale Company in Rutland.
He was such a hard worker that he worked, I think it was 35 years straight, and never missed a day of work.
Tom and Mary Canavan were together for 65 years until Mary died in 2012. Tom went on living alone in the home the couple had shared until last year. That's when the kids realized their dad, who was 94, needed more help.
I mean, one time he did wander off in the night and went to the neighbor's house and said he didn't know how he got there. So that's when we're like, oh no, you know, we can't let him be alone. And he was so independent. He didn't want anybody to stay with him.
Having their father enter a nursing home was something the family agonized over. In Vermont, nearly two-thirds of COVID-related deaths have occurred in long-term care facilities. But Holmes knew she and her siblings couldn't provide the kind of round-the-clock care their dad needed, and they wanted him to be around other people his own age. So on September 24th, Tom Canavan went to live at Rutland Health and Rehab. It was the same skilled nursing facility that had cared for his wife Mary before she died, a place he'd visited every day while she was there.
And we hated to put him there, but, you know, at the time, Vermont was, you know, the best in the country. It wasn't bad. Rutland wasn't bad. We didn't really have any cases, so we didn't think it would happen. But, you know, and then it did.
Rutland Health and Rehab reported its first case of COVID-19 on November 9th. A week later, patients began dying. 83-year-old John Joseph Zawistowski was first on November 16th. 94-year-old Rita Bernadette DeSalvo died the next day. She was born in Ireland and had been a homemaker. 75-year-old Michael Nikinchuk died November 18th. He was an engineer who worked in space research. 2 days later, Mary Pat Brown died on November 20th. Brown had been a nurse for 25 years. According to her obituary, she and her husband were married 53 years, and they raised six children. Debbie Holmes says they learned that week their father also had COVID.
And we're like, oh, man. And, you know, it was just shocking.
She says they were frantic. They couldn't visit. They could only talk to their dad by phone, and it sounded like he was having trouble breathing.
Then they wanted to put him on morphine, and like they're like, okay, it's end of lifetime. And we were like, what?
Thomas Joseph Canavan passed away November 22nd. He was one of eight patients at the home to die. Debbie Holmes and her siblings weren't able to be with him. They couldn't hold his hand or reassure him. Afterwards, they couldn't hold the kind of funeral he'd wanted.
And so I felt like he was cheated out of everything.
They couldn't even dress him for burial.
We were told that because he had COVID, they didn't even want to take him out of the body bag. And because we said, well, you know, can we bring some clothes for him? And then they said, no, you know, we're just going to leave him in the, you know, the pajamas he was wearing when he passed away and just stick him in the casket like that.
It was a series of letdowns, but there were bright spots. Several people wrote condolences to the family after Tom Canavan's obituary appeared, including Jim Peluto Sr., who remembered what a brilliant dancer Canavan had been. I was intrigued, so I called him about it.
It was a wonderful particular memory of a lovely summer.
Jim Peluto grew up in Rutland. And in the late 1970s, Tom and Mary Canavan had come to his wedding. Peluto still remembers how the couple moved across the dance floor.
We were a bit stunned and jealous of his fantastic abilities. He's very handsome, and I think they danced to a waltz, which was beautifully graceful, and then to a polka, which was quite lively. And he just looked so wonderfully engaged with his wife, and they were just drinking from each other's eyes.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that great?
That is great. Oh, bringing tears to my eyes.
Did Did they dance like that? What do you remember
yes.
your parents dancing?
Yes, they did. They used to dance every Saturday night. They'd always go to the American Legion and dance. And they just loved it. They used to jitterbug, too. And they were really good dancers. And what I loved the best is on Saturday nights, my mother would be getting ready in the bathroom, taking forever. And my father would, he had a little shoe shine kit. And every Saturday night, he would shine his shoes on this little kit in the kitchen, and I would stand there and watch him. And then he always had certs that they would bring so that when they danced with other people, their breath would smell good, I guess. And he'd always give me some a certs, and he'd let me dance on his feet in the kitchen.
Debbie Holmes says she likes to think of her parents together again, dancing somewhere. She says she and her dad disagreed about the existence of an afterlife. And the day he died, she was up late worrying about it.
I would lie in their bed and I felt like he was around. And I said, Dad, are you there? You know, I hope you're okay. And I said, please give me a sign if you're okay. And then my phone buzzed. And it's 11 o'clock at night. And everybody knows, don't bother me because I usually go to bed at 8. And it was the aide from the nursing home.
The woman apologized for calling so late. She'd just gotten off of work. But she wanted Debbie to know she'd been with her father earlier that day. And she'd been holding his hand when he died. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck.